three relatives of Palestinian militants accused of involvement in attacks on Israelis face deportation from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip today. After an Israeli military appeals court rejected their petition, the three filed a last-ditch appeal with the Israeli Supreme Court. Human rights groups say the planned deportations are collective punishment and a violation of international law. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Two of the Palestinians, Kifah and Intisar Ajouri, are the brother and sister of Ali Ajouri. An Israeli army spokesman said Ali Ajouri is accused of sending two suicide bombers to Tel Aviv last month in an attack that killed three people, two of them foreign workers. Ali Ajouri was killed by Israeli troops earlier this month in what Palestinian officials call an Israeli assassination. An Israeli army spokesman said he was killed trying to escape arrest. The third Palestinian slated for deportation, Abid Nasser Asida, is a brother of a member of the Islamist Hamas movement accused of coordinating two shooting attacks outside the West Bank Jewish settlement of Emmanuel that killed 17 people. Daniel Taub, a legal advisor to the Israeli Foreign Ministry, said all three of the Palestinians directly aided the attackers. He said Intisar Ajouri sewed the suicide bomber's belt, and the two men knew about the planned attacks and provided food and shelter to their brothers. Daniel Seaman, the director of the government press office, says the planned move should not be called deportation, but relocation.
We're relocating people who had direct contact or connection to suicide bombers who perpetrated murder against Israeli civilians, and these were people who encouraged them or were directly related to them, and we're relocating them to other locations as a source of punishment to deter future suicide bombings.
Israeli human rights groups charge that according to both Israeli and international law, deportations are allowed only in cases where the deportee is a direct threat to state security. A decade ago, then Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin deported 400 suspected Palestinian militants from radical groups such as Hamas to South Lebanon. The Supreme Court upheld the move, but Israel was forced to allow most of the men back in within a year. More recently, in May, Israel deported 13 suspected Palestinian militants who had taken refuge in the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. They were sent to Cyprus and from there to European countries. Two dozen others were sent from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip. Israeli human rights activists say that if the Supreme Court does not stop the deportations, it would show that Israeli democracy does not extend to Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. Leah Tzemel is one of the lawyers representing the Palestinians.
If we lose, it's not only the loss of clients, it's the loss of justice, the loss of Israeli justice, and perhaps it's an opening of some future trial against different Israeli officers as the criminals of war.
Israel has reinstated a long-abandoned practice of demolishing homes of suicide bombers. Two more were raised today, bringing the total to 20 in the past month. That move was last week upheld by the Supreme Court. Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer said the new policy is already leading to families pressuring their children not to carry out attacks. Israeli media today report that a father in the West Bank shot his son in the leg to stop him from carrying out a planned suicide bombing. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.